Any questions?
Comes up in my mind is how many of these projects were actually successful?
result in the end. In other words, if we get bang for our buck, for example, how much maize was harvested and how much income was earned and is still going to be earned, and is it going to be sustainable in the future? And you know, how much return did we get for our initial investment? And then how dependent are these farmers still on the ongoing support from government? In other words, have our interventions created successful farmers that are producing food on a sustainable manner going forward, and that are reinvesting their profits to grow bigger and better? I mean, that connects with what you said, Mr. Chairperson, in the beginning. You know, from a smallholder farmer, we want to go to a big farmer, but you have to make investments. You can't expect government to keep on investing all the time. You must invest some of your profits into the farm so that you can grow bigger. And that goes to the sustainability and the profitability of these projects. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
If I propose, we take an approach where provinces reflect on what has been presented to us. Before we engage in a full-blown discussion, so just listening to what the workers are saying during the tea break, they're basically saying there seems to be a disjunction between what is being presented to what is happening on the ground. And I think that shall assist in taking us forward, that reflection from the province, so that we are able to really get a sense of what that comprehensive picture tells us. Do we agree with that approach? Okay. Yeah, for sure. Okay, can we start off perhaps with the MEC from Fritz Zonja?
Thank you, Chair. I'm used to standing up very properly, and I think I'm not offending anybody if I stand up. Thank you for the opportunity given to us. I would want to start with the last presentation. I think it is true what the presentation has actually said in terms of free trade. We are one of the provinces who's doing very well in terms of land projects. Would actually appreciate it if we can be on time in terms of dispersed. But as to the view that has been presented, I think we agree fully with that view in terms of what the Lenke does in moving forward. I just believe that if we can do more in terms of ensuring that we preserve our natural resources, I have just yet and understood very well the question that was posed in terms of jobs created. And I want to believe in the Free State as much as we're creating these unsustainable jobs, because they are temporary jobs in their nature. But what is more critical is the success in preserving these natural resources going forward. In terms of the other presentation, I have a sense that we are not very much affected like other provinces in terms of this, what do you call this, micro-agricultural financial institutions, MAFISA. So we very much satisfied in terms of the presentation. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, followed by Wilson K. Mr. Walters.
Thank you. I'm not exactly of the Wilson K, but my comments would be I would very gratified by one thing, Natal, KwaZulu Natal. The fact that they're putting 40%, I think, of their budget into lining the soil, which is probably one of the biggest deficiencies also in the Eastern Cape. The high potential soils are normally very acid, and if you've got very acid soil, they can have the highest potential in the country, but if you don't bring the pH up to about 6.5, you can forget, you can put all the fertilizer in, you likely won't get the yields you need. That was very gratifying. Also very gratifying, the fact that there's investment in the agricultural colleges. Agricultural colleges in South Africa have been going down the drain for quite a while, and it's a very good thing. Then we must also look at the accuracy of figures. There's some of the figures in the tables which don't add up. I'm not going to comment on them because there were a few provinces involved. But the main thing is, if we say the object of all these exercises is to increase food production and food security. But nowhere in the tables is food security and food production. We have one, I think it's in Mpumalanga, we've only got a projected yield, and I'm not sure on what that is based. But in all the others, we're spending, I think it's a total of more than R1 billion, and we don't see figures that really show output. I think that's very important, Chair, that you, the portfolio committee, examined this. I think when they come to report, there must be some indication of improvement of lives and improvement of production. We have 1.5 million hectares of high potential soil which isn't being utilized at the moment, and the portfolio committee needs to address that. Thank you.
What we are doing, we're opening this part for the chairs of provincial legislature. We shall then have a response, but we'll also have everybody from the officials, whether HODs and also officials from the Department of National Resources.
Thanks, Chair. I want to say that from the last meeting we had requested that before we engage in discussions of this nature, we should be really given time to go through the document so that coming to this meeting we have commented on some of the things raised here. Well, I'm not going to speak for department really because I can't. The first thing I wish to say, also agreeing with one speaker, is that really the presentation do not give a picture of the impacts of this project per se. And the gaps in the information, not only in terms of figures, but generally. For instance, on the mechanization, one would have loved to understand the policy used in terms of distribution and other things in relation to this. Because I understand in the Eastern Cape that the figures are saying 90 or 90 something percent has been distributed. But where we sit, we understand that before this chapter was distributed, a policy must be in place. That's what the MSU was saying. So, as far as we're concerned, chapter apart somewhere. Unless that thing has changed, Mr. Masebeni is here from the department, maybe he can say, well, we'll finalize the policy and therefore tractors are being distributed. And the other issue is the broad strategy on these issues. For instance, land care. One would have actually wanted to hear a picture of how much land is being looked at, which land is being worked on, you know, so that we have a picture. Because even this program, as far as for instance in Eastern Cape, the budget for this program is so little that you don't know what can be covered. You really doubt that there's any significant success that can be achieved in terms of this thing. And therefore, Chair, it's going to be very, very difficult now to engage, given the fact that not only did we get the documents right, the quality of the information is such that we are limited ourselves. Thanks, Chair.
Your chairperson is not here. Kaiser, sir?
Thanks, chairperson. Chairperson, Elvira, I'm very much handicapped because I came late and I'm still perusing through the document, but I can tell you now our report would won't be different to that of Eastern Cape.
Chairperson, I've got a problem here because in the input, I mean, no response was made to the question that you gave me started. One is not aware of how much. How could I advance in making sure that the emerging small holding farmers are actually developing into real farmers? One doesn't get that, and you get budgets here which are money allocated and then they are spent. But it's not clear what impact the special application of agriculture. And when we look into the question of microfinance, for instance, you go to slide 38, T1 Ali Mark, the last item there, they tell you increase business size. It doesn't tell you what returns are there, whether it's giving profit, whether you're a farmer or not. In the same way, when you go to slide 39, increase business and market. It really doesn't tell you what progress being made there. And lastly, then you go to slide number 52, reasons for failure, not taking advice. Then what happens about the situation? And lastly, when you go on to the Shanganani and the Bandarabe, money has been given out and then we see what we're doing because we can't get money from the TPM, and then there's an effort of lawyers. I don't know whether the department is doing anything to empower those people, because just throwing money to people that they must fall forward and they must come from us. And there's no person party that doesn't really help much. I'm talking about things from experience. For instance, in the village where I come from, you find a village farmer extension officer. They will go to a homestead where people are growing some vegetables, and one wonders why they are not being corrected in empowering people in the village to make sure that that's what they take on this project. And last year, I think it's important to make sure that it is a synergy between department and the other department. For example, the Department of Human Development, housing. Mm-hmm. If you want to have food security and have gardens, how do you do that when you are going to put up an RTP house in a very small yard? The person can't even extend the house, let alone have a garden. So that I think overall, we don't get a picture whether we're going forward or onward. And when you look into the two housing, for instance, one would assume that the housing has got an assumption, I may be wrong, has actually flourishing white from the commercial house. And one would expect that this department should focus on rural problems like Congo, like Eastern Cape, and make sure that they get more financial aid to students in total excluded from this area of activity at the ground level. But some that they think about it was how they want to get the sense of what is important.
Bumala, you only have an issue with it. Northern Cape? Northwest? Northwest is also not here. So those are the only chapters that we have, Maharaj, from the provinces that made it to our meeting here. If you want to comment very briefly, Gigi?
Thank you, Chair. Thanks, honorable members. My comment is that, you know, the comments that have been made are quite useful to us, but I would like to make a special comment around the issue of impact. We admit that the presentations that have been made here haven't ventured into the impact level, because it was looking at the if you look, for example, the CASP presentation, it was looking at the financial year that has gone past. And in order to make a useful and scientific impact assessment, you would need to look at the program over a number of years, 5 to 10 years, so that you get a sense of what impact is making the program is making on the ground. On the issue of the where you find that maybe figures don't add up, we're going to improve on that. We are working on those issues. The quality of reports that come to Parliament, I am paying special attention to those issues. And I'm not sure whether, Chair, you would allow the different presenters to maybe make comments. Particularly, I would like the CFO to make comments around the presentation on microfinance. Would that be fine?
Maybe let's allow a broader discussion by way of allowing members to ask, you know, the specific questions. In that sense, we shall then be opening it up for a broader response, so to speak, from the department. And then also the HODs are more than welcome to respond as well on any specific provincial comment or question raised by either the provincial, you know, chairs or by members of parliament here. Okay, I saw the hand of Mr. Bamba, Gai, and Stain, and also Mama Tala. Mama noted as well.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Mine,
Mr. Walter, is apologized that he has a committee to chair at 7 o'clock. Thanks.
Yeah, mine is around there, I think, Mafisa.
If we'll just confine ourselves to two specific questions to the point as well, given the fact that time may not be on our side.
Yeah. Mine are two, but they are broad. You have made mention of the fact that the financing institutions that you utilize, some of them have not utilized the budget that was allocated to them. To me, most of the time as we were talking, I picked up that there might be a gap between the manner in which we're doing our monitoring mechanism. What tools are we using? Do we stay for 3 years to realize that we funded people, allocated money, after 3 years we're shocked that we gave 100,000 to certain institutions and still not to spend? What reporting mechanisms, what monitoring mechanisms do we use? Part of that, the citizens' reports are many, but I'm just going to be very to the point. On mechanization, you have allocated, said you have distributed. What do you mean distributed? You have, because we are from nowhere, we have seen these things on a college there, the tractors in KZN, we have seen some. I've seen the minister on TV distributed. Is that putting them on a yard we have distributed? Have they reached to the people? And how many have been stolen? I think I've asked also the question that I've not been told how many have been stolen. Because in KZN, they have been stolen. Have they reached their beneficiaries? What informed this thing of having this college in Gauteng? Were there any assessments that was made? And is the college having accreditation? And how much has it allocated for the college? What most of these colleges are faced with the administrative challenges and finances. What finances are we putting to make sure that the college works? Lastly,
this is your fourth one.
Yeah, lastly, Chair, sorry. The minister, in her speech, spoke about aquaculture. But in your reporting in terms of funding mechanism, you said nothing about aquaculture. What is it that you think the department is doing? And I want to question the department. I'm not always hard on officials. You do good work that you're doing, those reports that are comprehensive. I hope that these reactions are not, because we're asking this question now, there must have been work that is done. What is it that you are doing?
Thank you, Mr. Banga. Okay.
Exactly. Ask the National Department to look at the issue of monitoring, because I don't know how they check reports which come to them, you know, to make sure that the reports reflect clearly what is happening on the ground. Because, let me say the first thing that I'm sure the department will be frustrated that it's the second time I come here and everybody has been complaining about information. I must say that the information we received today is far better than the one we were complaining about last time, which means there's an improvement. So I don't think we are just complaining for the sake of it. But I think the main problem to me would be how the department actually makes sure that the information they get from provinces is accurate and reflects exactly. And do they also, as they report, raise concerns that are raised by the legislatures on their programs? I think that's very critical. Thanks.
Chairperson, yes, the two questions per member is a bit difficult if we have 4 or 5 presentations. So if we can do a second round, I'll be really happy. Chair, firstly, I just want to ask a general question on how is the amount decided on per province, for cost and Lima and Sema. What is the criteria being used to decide that this amount is going to be put aside per province? Who decides that, and what, and how is it decided? If we can get that. Chair, and then just on specifically Gauteng and Northwest, if we can get an explanation from those two provinces, why did they spend 63% and 84% of their budget? What was the reasons for that? I think it's linked to how is it decided and how much a province get on this budget.
Mm-hmm.
Then, Chairperson, if I also want to thank the department for giving us the information, but I want to use one example of things that frustrates us. For instance, I've asked a written question to the minister, it was either in February or March, to tell me how many boreholes have been drilled and where specifically is this borehole. Now we get a report in each province. Each province tells us 3 or 5 or 10 or 15 boreholes. So it must be very easy to send a written reply back to Parliament to say, in the Free State, this is the place, the name of the farm, or wherever where the boreholes will drill. And I did that specifically, Chair, to test the department, because I come from rural development, where last year we got a presentation from the department that told us that they have bought farms, but there's a whole lot of farms that they don't know where these farms are. So for me, this was a test case, Chair, and I'm really concerned that if the department spends money on something that must be physically somewhere that you can actually go and see, and they can't tell us where it is, how deep is that problem lying? Can we actually now get a list of every province on every hectare of fencing, of boreholes, of pens or cattle, dip or whatever that was done, where it is? Because that's part of what we do when we go on oversight and when we do oversight on our own. We actually go and check if the money that was spent is there on the ground. So I want to, that's my question to the department. Can they provide us on CD? We don't have to put, kill a lot of trees to do this. On CD, per form, where is everything that was actually put on the farm? Chairperson, and then Mafisa. I don't know what to say about that. If we look at this report, it's total chaos. If you get reports back from 3 years back to say that, you know, money has been misplaced or we didn't get anything back and there's contracts that expired in November last year and still no agreement was made, I don't know what is going on there. Who is in control of that? Is the department in control of it or not? Because, really, it's just such a mess that I don't even know where to ask questions from. I would like us to get a full, proper report on Mafisa, on how much money was spent per province, on which beneficiaries, a name of a company or a name of a farm, and where we are on that specific area in repayment loans, not just the general thing. And then, Chair, as far as my knowledge is going, there was a problem on Mafisa a few years ago. Did this committee ever get a report on the money that was misused or spent or misplaced? And if not, will we ever get a report on that? Then just to land care, I cannot believe that we put so little money into land care, Chair. I think land care is one of the most important things that the department must concentrate on. I visited Kamata Irrigation Scheme, Chairperson, and the extension officers there, when I asked them who's responsible for land care, looked at me as if I am coming from another planet. They said, they're not responsible. So I said, who's responsible? No, they're not, but they also don't care really who's responsible. So Chairperson, I don't know. I've asked questions about land care. Land care to me seems like it's been seen as a job creation tool. Anyone who wants to do something can get a few bucks and clean something and erect a little bit of things. But there is no national plan for land care. If we want to make a difference in especially communal lands. We have to put together a comprehensive plan that starts from a point and moves to another point to say that this is the fencing that must be done, with the fencing that must be boreholes drilled, with that this is the plan, this piece of land must be used for grazing, this piece of land must be used for planting and things like that. Do we have something like that? Do we have a plan like that? Shepperton, and that brings me to what's it called? Communal, is it communal land? Next to the municipalities, communities. I drive past municipalities and I am so shocked to see in what state communage land is. Who looks after that land? No one. I know, because I've been part of local municipalities. I've asked them for their communage management plan. They don't have it. And if they have it, they don't. No one is responsible for that. Who takes responsibility at the end of the day? Is the responsibility lying with the local municipalities? Or is the provinces or national taking responsibility for that? Chairperson, and then just lastly, I know there was something that's called a, if I can get to that name, a national land management, something to do with land care plan, to make sure that we look after our high potential agricultural land in South Africa. Where are we? Are we moving somewhere, or are we on a plan? Thank you, Chief.
State in terms of accreditation, student intake, and finances. For example, is there accredited teaching that takes place at all of the Eastern Cape, Owen Sithole, and Dombi Silika in the hope of I'll stop there. Thank you.
Chairperson, thank you. And thank you, Department at least today, even though the report is not up to the standard, but we have tried. We are level best. I would like to commend you on that improved. When you come with this to improve more than what you have done today. And I want to go to land care. Also, I want to add my input to what my colleague has already said here. Firstly, I want to say at least you have started to do something concerning alien plants in all provinces. But the budget is not enough. I'm looking at it doesn't have page, but I think it was supposed to be page 12 on land care, where it said a total of 115.61 million. Is allocated for land care, that is 55 million for 2016. You know, my question was, and you said here to all provinces. I think it was supposed to tell us how much each province gets from this amount. And again, I'm going back to Ecasp and Ilima. Chairperson, I'm worried, especially on rollover. I'm very much worried because we know, you know, when we oversight, we know the needs down there. But when you see the rollover, really, your heart is just sinking, knowing how our people down there are suffering, you know. And also, the rollover is on page 16, page 23. On page 41, there is also overspending. You know, all these things, you will ask yourself on overspending. Okay, this was the budget, maybe, for example, let me say 1 million. And it goes further to spend more, 1.5 million. And I will ask myself, where does the 5 come from? Because the budget was 1 million. And page 47, Mpumalanga Marakiani College of Education. It is just stated that a special amount, special financing. I don't know what is special, what that mean. Maybe I know what special means, but from where and how much? From where? And how much? I think in next time, when you put your things, you know, put in such a way that we must not ask you how much and from where. You know, and okay, I will come back again. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, ma'am. Who was next?
the SMDG in Dajan Dombela.
Thank you, Chair. Thanks, honorable members. I think what we would need to, maybe with the guidance of Chair and the honorable members, is in response to the questions that have been raised, how do we then involve the provinces? Because I think part of the purpose of today's meeting is that, you know, the information that we provide to the portfolio committee should be verified by the provinces, and that is why the heads of departments are here. And in response to the questions that have been raised, how do they then, you know, ensure that they also make an input into the responses? I would respond on and maybe give a high level response to most of these. And the first one was the issue around LME. You know, when you do your monitoring and your evaluation, you would never get to a point where you say you are right. You need to always improve on what you are doing. We are doing the LME, but we do accept that there is a need for improvement in how we monitor projects. So remember that the implementation happens at the provincial level, and as a national department, we are responsible for monitoring what happens there. But at the same time, the provinces themselves also monitor on a project-by-project basis. On Mafisa, we have in the past month recognized that there are huge challenges relating to the intermediaries that we are using on Mafisa. And we have taken a collective and conscious decision that in the department that we need to evaluate in totality the Mafisa program. Which intermediaries are effective, which ones are not effective, and go deep into each one of those. I would like to stop there, but at the same time ask for guidance from you, Chair, as to how do we respond as national department on these issues, and how do we include the provinces? Just that kind of thing. Because now, if for example you ask about the college in Halke, you know, do I say Ms. Mchiza provide an answer for that one, or do we refer the question to the housing HOD? You know, those are the guidance. That's the guidance that we require from you, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. So I think since we're all here now, we will get a perspective from the national department, and then the province will add. So I think we need both, so that we have a clear picture.
Okay, in that regard, I'll then ask Mr. Chisa to respond to questions that relate to CASP, and thereafter to be followed by Mr. Sanchoayo, and then Mr. Somi on mechanization, and then Ms. Chipeta on land care. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Acting DG. There were quite a number of questions that were directed to CARS. And maybe what I must share with the colleagues is, and the House, is that the questions on return on investment are the questions that we eagerly raise with the provinces, because what we do with the money is provide to the province to invest in infrastructure, in training and so on, with the intention of changing and improving the lives of those farmers. And what we are saying is that also with production, it should not be producing for the sake of producing, but it should be production with our investment should be market-led. So they should be able to know when they put up maize, who's going to be the market for that maize, what is going to be the yield, what is going to be the income, and so on. And what has been raised, we have quarterly review meetings with provinces. Within those quarterly review meetings, we involve our economics, we involve the production teams in DAF, and we involve the monitoring and evaluation teams within DAF. And we have actually started with the provinces to follow up, because they will say to us, this is what we are reporting to you in terms of what we have done. So the actual report in terms of the total harvest that took place, we can, for the 2011-12, we can actually pull that information for the previous year now, because we have actually requested it. So what they had indicated is that they will be able to give us the hectares they have given us in terms of what has been planted. They will give us what was the yield, where it went to, and what was the anticipated income. But in most instances, they are indicating that they will have problems with the farmers to tell us how much, but we are saying we need to know if we have changed the lives of those. Issues on sustainability and profitability is what we are seriously looking at, and we have quite a number of successful projects that we can share with the House. I must say, the presentation in completion, what is not reflected in this presentation is the biscope part of it, where we show you the pictures from different provinces. Maybe it was just too big to send around, but I have made copies for some of the members to see some of the pictures coming from provinces. I'm having an example with another farmer, Ms. Jamela. We went to visit that farmer. It's now one of the farmers that will be providing for Walmart. She started with nothing, and the program looked at it, evaluated the land. They had access to water, but they had no access to electricity. So electricity was installed, the irrigation systems were put up, the pump house was set up. Currently, she's producing on about 8 hectares, and she's providing, she has Walmart to provide to. So we have quite a number of such successful stories in provinces which we can make available. And that goes to the question that Mrs. Dane asked. Those boroughs that you have seen in the report, they do exist. We have a project list that we can provide, and where exactly were the projects and who are the actual beneficiaries. I have actually made that project list available. I know you wanted it before, so I'm surprised that the members did not receive it. The question on impact on smallholder farmers and how many have progressed into commercial farmers. Most, if not all, of our smallholder farmers are producing and selling. So in their smallholder space, they are commercial. But we need now to define commercial in the bigger space. They are smallholder, but they are producing and selling. So they do engage in commercial activities. And the department, I think, needs to define commercial in its different spaces, such that we're able to tell you commercial, and commercial which is taking place within the smallholder space. But that is a question that we are noting, and we will be able to provide the answers on that variable into the future. On the budget for housing being too big, I think maybe the member was not talking on CAF and ELEMA, because really housing is one of the provinces that are receiving the least budget. And on that note, I will just answer the question that asked, what is I need to open now, maybe. What is the criteria for distributing the funds to provinces, which I think will then determine that. We have what we call the funding framework, which gets gazetted with the Division of Revenue Act. And in the 2011-12 funding framework, the allocation criteria Remember, the CALF, as I said, was established to provide post-settlement support to beneficiaries of land reform. We then included private farmers, black farmers who have acquired land privately and are engaged in value-adding activities and are exporting. And the criteria was informed by the LARP program at the time, which is the formula used to allocate funds, is a weighted average of the following variables: competitive cost performance, land area in terms of hectares, restituted land delivered, redistributed land delivered, and the current benchmarks on production and national policy imperatives. So those were the criteria set at the time, and what has happened over time has just been the 10% adjustment or whatever additional available funds is available from National Treasury to meet the same set criteria in terms of the weighted average. And if you look at it, something does not have a huge land, so their allocation is actually less than the rest of the other provinces. How much was allocated on colleges? As I had indicated in my slide, the budget was only 50 million in the previous financial year, and indeed it's little compared to the need on the ground, but it was a point of departure. For this financial year, we have an additional 151 million, which did not get through to CAP, but is within the department, the program of colleges, which we have then just asked that they will take up some of the responsibilities within the pillars. And the 52 million available for colleges within CAP, we only focus it on revising the infrastructure for colleges. But the budget, the maximum each college got for the last financial year was 5 million. And then 5 million went to the colleges which were previously disadvantaged, and 4 million to colleges which were better advantaged. Marapiani, I will allow the CFO to respond on the special financing from DAF. As I had indicated, it was not on CASP, so he will be able to respond to that question. Minister spoke of aquaculture and how much is allocated to it. I must say the budget for the Division of Revenue Act goes to provinces. And if you look at fisheries still remains a national responsibility. It has not yet been taken up by provinces. And to be honest with you, some have started seeing value in investing in aquaculture as an additional market to benefit the farmers, like your Free State, but many other provinces have not yet seen it as their responsibility, and as such have not yet fully committed any part of their budget to it, but there's that inclination to see value and invest. The aquaculture projects that are currently running are funded through DAF, which is not shown on the Division of Revenue Act, which I'm reporting on. And it would be project that Dr. Fatalo from Fisheries will be able to speak to. That is the only difference or reason why agriculture is not reflected in the Division of Revenue Act. DAF to look at monitoring, the report should reflect what is happening on the ground. This we agree fully with. And from my office, as the National Transferring Officer, when we receive reports, we go through a quarter review meeting. The next one for the first quarter will be happening in Limpopo. We rotate within provinces. And when we are there, we get day one to visit the project as a collective with other provinces, such that we can share some knowledge and lessons and look at the reports. But afterwards, we then do verification of those reports. So we send teams out to provinces and they spend about 3 to 4 days, sometimes a week, just evaluating, verifying if the figures, what is on the ground is what the province has supported to have done in that quarter. The DG has further realized that we are very thin on the ground in terms of monitoring and has charged every SMS has been deployed to provinces to do the monitoring and evaluation of CAST-funded project, and it's something that is new, which we have seen value in it, because they are able to come back and give us even more information, which we share back to provinces. I think Gauteng and Northwest will respond to why they have not spent their budget in the last financial year. And what does the department mean by upgrading qualifications? And these are pertinent questions, ma'am, that you are raising, because I must share with you, the extension recovery plan has been evaluated. The evaluation of that process is actually ending, and the team or the program is looking at having a summit on the review in November, they said, October, November, around that. But through the review, because the review includes your community organizations, your farmer unions and so on, what has come to the fore was that if you have a PhD as an extension officer, that's not necessarily be the required standard. And the program is now only working on the policy for extension recovery plan. So the policy is not in place to inform the qualifications, but I know that the program has done a survey which is looking at the experiences of other countries in terms of the qualification of extension officers, and hence the extension recovery plan was put into place to upgrade those qualifications. And I think from our side it would be prudent for us to actually give you in writing maybe the actual numbers, the actual the information that informed the plan and why the qualifications are there, and as to what plan is in place to replace the extension officers that would be leaving now that they are better qualified, I would ask provinces to respond to that question, because it's in their house that is going to be happening. I think that is all, except that the question from Mayor Moshwane around the all overs and overspending is taken to notice, but in instances where the program has overspent, the department would have used, I don't know which money from their budget, but they would have spent more of what we have given them, then it means the accounting officer will have to pull some unspent money within his program to close that down, and maybe you would ask the question if they can do it when they have overspent, why do they not then agree beforehand to make available equitable share to expand on the work that they do, and I'm going to allow the provinces to also respond to that one. And those are all the questions I have noted from CASP and in the paper.
Chair, can I respond to the questions on Mafisa?
Yes.
Okay, I will start with the question that was raised by Honorable Mr. Van Dalen on the Eastern Cape Finance, Rural Finance Corporation. I think when I made the presentation, I indicated that we are indicating success stories and failures. And the project that you are referring to is just one project. And the figures that you talk about of the jobs that were lost, or the beneficiaries that were not, they were not counted in the 6896. I think I just needed to hear that one. And then I would ask Mr. Ramashia to assist me on the issue of the 40% of the income that was taken by the mentor. And then there was a question that was raised by Mr. Banga on intermediaries, what monitoring mechanisms are in place. I would want to say, Mr. Banga, is that on a monthly basis, we ask the intermediaries to give us a report And we've got people that normally go and check the correctness of the reports. The one area which I think I would want to say that we're missing as a department is that we're only doing a getting reports on a monthly basis and then do an annual review. But what we have decided is that going forward, we are going to have quarterly reviews so that when there are problems, you address them there and there. And then I want to also maybe add on what Ms. Nchiza spoke about under funding for aquaculture. The funding is in the fisheries branch under the extended public works program. So that amount is budgeted in that area. And then I will come back to comments on the slide 38 and 39 and slide 52. I would also want to comment on Mrs. Staines' comments. Mrs. Staines, on the contracts that we didn't renew, I think we needed the intermediaries to comply to the clauses that we've got in the agreement. Now, we're differing on some of the clauses that they wanted to do things not as covered in the clauses as per the agreement. So that's where we are. But also on your request for the full report on beneficiaries and where they are, we do have such a list and we'll make it available to you. And then I must admit I'm not aware of any misused or misplaced MAFISA funds. I will do more research on that and then come back to you in writing. And then there was a question on special funding for Marapiane. I think the acting DDG responsible for that is around. He will respond on that. And then I would like to ask Mr. Ramashia to comment on slides 8 and 39 and slide 52, the questions about increased unit size and then also the reasons for failures. Thank you.
Thank you. Just before Mr. Ramashia speaks, I would ask the deputy, the agency from the food state to say what he has to say, because there is a problem there. He is leaving the restroom. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Chair, my apologies. We have to rush back to the Free State. There is a heavy snowfall and it's reported that we have got to make immediate intervention. So I see the MC has just dashed out and then I have to follow. The areas where I wanted to make a contribution, I believe in terms of the food security in Lima, we will be able to provide an inclusive report that will indicate the areas cultivated and the projected yield. I think that information is available. We can make, we can provide that to be able to say these are the yields that are projected over these areas. Yes. And then I think by end of September, October, we can then begin to give the actual, because the harvest would have already happened. In terms of the impact on the project, I think in terms of the review, we can begin to give some kind of report. We are already giving such reports to the province for over a period of time to be able to say, with the money since the inception of CASP, how far have you gone? What impact have you made? How many millionaires have you created? That kind of information, which we are already beginning to feed into the provincial level. I think we can extend this kind of a report also to Parliament if required, so that we begin to select those that we say we have made. Chair, regarding the policy on the distribution of the sectors, I believe that was one of the requirements that National expected the provinces to develop for us to be receiving the sectors. They requested that we must put up a policy, and then how are we going to handle the sectors when they arrive. I believe that each province has come up with a policy in relation to the distribution of those sectors and then what is going to happen on the ground. The understanding is that, for an example, if you go to Glen College, all the implements were gathered there, because we have only received the implements till this far. We're still awaiting the tractors. So that's why at a given stage, we'll still find that all those implements are there, because we are still awaiting so that we can do the final count, and then we begin then to implement whatever has been said. In the policy is the way we're going to distribute them. I think that's the reason why if you go to Glen, you'll find all the implements are still stored there because we have not yet received the complete set of the equipment. In our case, nothing has been stolen yet. Not as yet. We will improve the security on that to make sure that nothing happens. Fortunately, they are in the college, so there is a very tight security. So we have that advantage that it will be very difficult to take anything out there. The comment on the aquaculture. We believe we're going to be piloting on the aquaculture in the Free State. We're going to be launching the center. There is a center that has been completed in the Free State, which in October is going to be launched. And then to respond to the center that nationally has assisted us to put up, we've already developed about 39 ponds on farms where the farming of the fish will be happening in the area of Springfontein, Betuli, and so on. So we already in the previous financial year managed to develop that fast, so that when we launch the center, we also begin to say we have already developed farmers that are going to be part of the center. So we are increasing the scope. The next level, phase two of the plan, we have already agreed that we're going to do agro-processing of the fish. So we're not only going to sell the live fish or the at the primary level, but we'll do a certain extent of processing of the fish. So we're extending on that project. It's going to be a long-term project in terms of aquaculture production. We are still looking forward to receiving Mafisa in the province. From the listed subsidiaries, there is none that is operating in the Free State. So our farmers are not benefiting from Mafisa at all. So we are looking forward to having an interaction with National so that we can also have our farmers to benefit. We have the list of projects which I think we can supply as quickly as possible to say which project is where and what are the tangible things that are there in each project. We already have that spreadsheet. I think we can make it available. The only problem that it is tons and tons of paper because under each project you mention where it is, the name of the farm, the beneficiaries, how many are they, and the coordinates of the project where it is, and then what are the activities that are happening on that project, so that whoever wants to go there can be able to visibly see what are these things that are. Not here with me, but we can make it available to National for this. Electronic ideas. Yeah, I believe those are the areas, Chair, I wanted to cover. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Peter. You are really.
The one thing I wanted to correct the first thing, Chair, I think we must make it very clear to people when they come here, they come to National Parliament. We come here to do work of Parliament. Yes, there are emergencies. We must learn. This is some of the problems that contribute to us not running departments correctly. We delegate responsibilities where people are working. Therefore, it is very important that we will understand when we call departments to account, we want you to be there. The Director General, when called by the President, them to account if there's an emergency, we delegate responsibilities in terms of functions. But we must pay to first state before they leave. We must give credit. It's very clear from your report that first state that there is a plan in first state. You can report to the President and say, we know where we're going in first state. This is what we want. You can say, our people, this is what they need. A plan, you know, this is this direction that we're going. We are going to come to the national department when we deliberate, because I'm so impressed. This is what we need. I've been in Northwest. There's a plan. But you can see some of the reports, there's no plan. What about our people? Therefore, I'm saying, go and tell your MEC, at least we are happy, in saying there's a plan in this state. But we have to look into the tangibles. But you must learn administratively to delegate responsibilities. Yeah.
Chair, I ask that Mr. Ramashia respond to the question on slide 38, 39, and 52, and Mr. Obuwe to also comment on the special funding for Marabian. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm responding on the question that relates to slide 38, 39, and 52 on my visa, and it is more in terms of the impact of my visa. I think that is what it boils down to. Since my visa was started, there has never been an impact assessment on my visa. During this financial year, we have planned that we are going to do one, you know, an impact study, which will now be able to go into the details in terms of if we say business has increased, what do we really mean? Well, we will be able to provide that information. But as of now, we are not in a position where we can do that. Then there is also a specific question there which relates to the Eastern Cape Rural Finance Corporation, where a project is regarded to have been a failure because a mentor has taken 40% of the income. I am not in a position where now I can give you a response in terms of what is going to be, or what has been done, or what is going to be done. But what I can undertake is that we can provide a written response as we go back, so that we can really go into the details of what really happened, what has happened, and also what has been planned going forward. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. On the question of Marapiani, let me firstly give this important background. Marapiani is not an independent college. It is established as a satellite campus of the Lowveld College of Agriculture in Mpumalanga. That's the first important information. Secondly, in terms of funding, 6 million was allocated to Mpumalanga province, and when we gave 6 million, it was 2 million over what we have given to each province, which is housing colleges. So Mpumalanga got 2 million more. The total is 6 million. And that is in consideration of Marapiani Satellite Campus. In terms of special funding, we should remember, Chair, that Marapiani is being rejuvenated in terms of its infrastructure, and the province therefore approached DAF to request additional funding towards infrastructure development at Marapiani, and the amount which was approved by oversight in DAF is 25 million, which is going to Marapiani. That funding goes specifically to Marapiani. I think that's the response to that question. Thanks.
Thank you. Mr. Somi.
Thank you, Chair, and honorable members and colleagues. I think there were two questions. One from the first question, one from the chairperson from the legislature committee in the Eastern Cape about the mechanization policy that was promised by the MEC. I think my colleague from the Eastern Cape will attest to this. I've seen a signed policy by the MEC that actually deals with the utilization of tractors in the province, but I would like the province to add also on this when they come in the provincial dimension. The second question from another member about the tractors that are sitting at colleges. I think he mentioned the KZN and somewhere else.
Northwest
and KZN. Again here, I also request our colleagues from the provincial administrations to actually talk to these tractors. I think my record has been that we have, together with the AFC, we have acquired, purchased, and then we distributed the tractors to the provinces, of which through their own policies, then they will deal with the utilization of the tractors. I think also the provinces will also deal with the if there were anyone that were stolen, but according to our records so far of the new tractors that we have purchased, we have not received any report that they were stolen. I mean the 72 and the 85 for KwaZulu-Natal in Mpumalanga. But the provinces are here to correct and give a correct picture on that one. I think Chair, that concludes my reply, which was based on my colleagues in this respect. Thank you.
We have a problem with Northern Cape here, and the kitchen is asking us to be there and help us. Yeah. Shall we give the Northern Cape first, because he must leave. Northern Cape, Northwest.
Chair, thank you very much. I will respond to the question on underspending for the Northwest Province. I think I have a very nice excuse to say that I just started about 7 months ago. And at the time of my appointment, which was the 1st of October in the Northwest, the province had spent only 24% of the budget. We managed to push the budget during that last quarter from 24% to 84%. It's a big challenge, Chair, because I think the understanding on the expenditure, particularly of CASP, it ranges from one province to the other. You look into the kind of expenditure, you find that the focus is mainly on infrastructure. And provinces are not actually budgeting, particularly let me speak for the Northwest, not budgeting for input support like fertilizers and seeds. And it's the biggest challenge. We have a challenge also that I take that the officials were also on Oslo to some extent after the suspension of one of the officials, and that also is a challenge for provinces in terms of implementation of programs. If I have to speak around the issues around the tractors, we received 72 tractors from National. We have only distributed 10 for a specific reason, because the province had a mechanization policy and a program where people were allocated tractors. What had happened with the program was that officials themselves actually created co-ops. Their relatives, and what had happened, you find that they were allocating tractors, particularly in the Taung area, where now those tractors were used and being hired out to commercial farmers. Now, money, that matter is under investigation, and we will then brief the portfolio committee on that one in terms of what is going. Now, what we have planned in terms of our plans on the tractors, we have verified the land allocations, and we are working with the chiefs and the municipalities for implementation of the program. We have chosen the Makamodi Murema District Municipality as the strong municipality for grain production, and we are working in partnership with Grain SA to ensure that we improve the production of grains around that area, because it's got a high potential of producing grain, and it falls within the maize triangle. So we do have a plan on that, and I'm hoping that by end of August we would have distributed everything, because we are running with Grain SA, we are on the field. Now, with regard to your question asked regarding the colleges which are not accredited, Taung College was accredited in March. We are still awaiting a feedback report of the Council of Higher Education. They had promised that they would come by June, but they haven't come back, but we are hoping that it will be accredited. Our plan, we're still going to need more money from National. Our plan is to actually create a room as a center of excellence for irrigation technology. It is not only going to be a center for South Africa, it will be a first one in SADC and in Africa. So there's our vision and our plan. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, actually, thank you, Chairperson of West. It's not going to get off so quickly. Just a short question, Chair. When we visited Northwest Province, there was an outcry at the Taung Irrigation Scheme that some of the, I would almost call it secondary phases of the Taung Irrigation Scheme wasn't implemented. And I see on page 57, funds were redirected to Taung College. Looks like it was taken from the Taung Irrigation Scheme, because there was 19 million that was not spent on the Taung Irrigation Scheme. How is the province planning to
ensure that the full implementation of that Song irrigation scheme is going to happen. Over to you, Ms. Helen.
Thank you, Chair. We do have a serious challenge with the town irrigation scheme in that we have farmers who, for the past, I think, 4 years, all the funds around Ilimalefema allocated by the National Department were allocated to the irrigation scheme. But then we are talking about farmers who actually receive the funds. They will get all the support from the department and the repair of the, because what happened was that the province then planned to upgrade the infrastructure, which was the pivots and also the canals for irrigation. The biggest challenge we are having is that we found ourselves in a situation where farmers hired land out to commercial farmers. We had incidences also where farmers also hired out some of the equipment. For instance, currently we have a situation where the farmers entered into agreements with various people, including the South African breweries. We are holding discussions with the South African breweries. We held them. We have agreed that they need to withdraw the agreement because their agreement is not helping the farmers themselves, because the agreement allows the South African breweries to bring in their commercial farmers who are coming in and taking over from the black farmers who are there and plowing money for beer. And what had happened, the only thing what the farmers receive is about 3,000 rand at the end of the financial year after the harvest day. That is not helping the farmers. Now, we are now, the plan we are having is to withdraw the agreement from South African breweries and make sure that we enter into individual agreement with those farmers. Average land which is allocated to each farmer is about 30 hectares. They've got a lot of potential to grow. But we are not leaving them there, because we are also working with the college, and that's the reason why we redirected some funds, because we put money into the college to ensure that they come up with training programs for the farmers so that the farmers themselves can do the work to for minor repairs. The biggest part of the budget in the Northwest in terms of the irrigation thing went to consultants, engineers, who actually, we are charging us 5 times more than the normal price. And it's a bigger challenge. And I want to give an example. And I think one time, I think provinces will have to debate the issue of the quality of spending. Because currently, when you build a sow house for pigs, you find that in the Northwest province, the 499,000 rand is costing for you to actually build sows house for 5 sows. When you talk to the South African poultry producers and look at their prices to build those sow houses, they actually can build with that amount of money a sow house of about 25 sows. Now, we have a very big challenge in terms of dealing with the tender system. We need to find mechanisms to ensure that we are able to make an impact and also monitor the quality of spending. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Ms. Madani. Thank you very much. The last speaker from the National Department, Chipeta, Ms. Chipeta, would be the very last one, because the food is getting cold. And then the second batch of questions will follow after that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let me first start by saying we did present the whole presentation, and I think for printing, so the last 2 slides were part of the presentation. I will start by the question on the difference between work opportunities and full-time employment. The full-time equivalent means work opportunities divided by the number of working days in a year, which is 220 days. For For example, if you want to do national forest resource assessment, we have 15,000 plots in the whole year. Each plot employ about 10 people, meaning that if we can create 1,500 work opportunities for people working every day. Now, to get to full-time employment, we will take those 1,500 opportunities, divide by 220, therefore we will arrive at about 1,540. In terms of very little money that has been allocated to Lenken, it is true that very little money has been allocated to Lenken. We have one approach, National Treasures, about this, particularly around the soil conservation scheme and fencing. Then they have asked for provinces to officially write to us to indicate that should they be given money, they will have capacity to implement the scheme. So far, we have had only one province responding to this request that they should officially indicate whether they have capacity to implement the scheme, and that is Limpopo. We have had a meeting yesterday to ask them to please send a request, send us official letter so that we can back our request to National Treasury. The second part that we have done in terms of making sure that we improve on soil conservation scheme or land care projects, as we are currently drafting a framework that will be able to guide to provinces on how to go about doing this. The only challenge that we have here, as Treasury has indicated, we need engineers or soil conservation technicians to implement this type of scheme. Now, each province is unique. What we have realized is most of the problems are with the previous homelands, where they do not have technicians to do the soil conservation scheme. But Western Cape, Northern Cape, Free State, and Limpopo have technicians, and I think they are on path and they are helping us develop this scheme. The other question that came on the land care, honourable members, is about rectifying land degradation on natural resources, thereby improving the fate of natural resources and land available for production, and therefore ensure food security. In the process, too, we do create jobs. The total allocation of 150 million, honorable member, is the breakdown by province is on slide 17. You'll find it there. On how much land is being looked at and when, we are currently drafting, we are currently undertaking a study to determine the impact of the problem over the last 10 years to allow us to make areas that have been studied. Moving forward, land care program will be implemented in a wide area to avoid rehabilitating of small places. Then the last one question that came in is protecting the high potential agricultural land. We are currently doing a land capability and suitability study. However, what I have indicated to them is that we did have the land cover map, which also indicates high potential agricultural land. In the meantime, we can use that land cover map and develop protocols for development affecting high potential agricultural land. Have a checklist so that we are able to make sure that we protect that, and the public out there, particularly the developers, are able to have that protocol, and we can be able to protect that. I think in short, I'll stop there.
Thank you. ask a question of clarification on the first part. I just need to ask the question. I have to leave. I'll follow this man.
What
the
point does it?
I just wanted to answer a point of clarity. The work opportunity and the total jobs. I mean, don't play with words. If it's 13,000 work opportunities, does that only relate to 59 full-time jobs? That's the question I asked. And then you took another example. The question I asked is 13,000 work opportunities, 59 real-time jobs. Did I work that out right?
I don't know where a calculator is, but yes, if it says 13,000 work opportunities, you divide it by 220 number of days.
Then I get 59.
So it means the calculation says zero. Where is
this? So the question is, how do you spend 115 million rand on only 59 full-time jobs? It seems like a waste of money.
Okay.
Okay, another one member. The jobs that were reported, the 13,186 opportunities were created. The chance that there is a difference, you correct that the full-time equivalent should be divided by 2 days to get, you know, to give the work opportunities. However, in this situation, I think on the presentation it appeared that there were challenges with provinces. Some provinces were creating a full-time equivalent, which cannot be converted to work opportunities because they had already calculated over 22 days. So I think Gauteng will also attest to that. So the figure is 2010 full-time equivalent, the following page. The bottom corner. Those are the full-time equivalents that were created. But again, if you check, it won't be equivalent, you know, to the 13,000. So it's the manner in which they were calculated by the provinces. And again, we are having a challenge because we are using a new system, MIS, from which was developed by Public Works. So we are still training provinces to report on that system. So there's just another challenge that we are currently experiencing. But in terms of the jobs that were created, that was the money. I think
thank you for that response. So what we will need maybe is a written response so that we follow it. Because at the moment it's a bit haphazard. So thank you, Chairperson. You've relieved us. So we'll be attending for lunch, but before that the SDG has got a word to say.
No, I just wanted to comment on the last question to say that the reinvestment rate is not only about jobs. There's also other programs that run with it, like land improvement and so on and so on. So if you say you invest so much and then you only count the jobs as an output, I don't think that is correct. There are other outputs that we reflect, you know, the land care program, the land improvement and so on. Thank you.
Shall we break it now for a to 2 and back here in after 2? Can we be formed with time so that we can even finish earlier?
Pourquoi donc il fait les claques là? On est à ça dans les mêmes
slides.
On est à ça après la même chose.
Oui?
On est à ça, on a fait tout.
Oui, bien sûr.
On a fait la chasse.
Just be keeping this stuff in your mind.
Remember, keep it.
No, keep it.
I'm not able to receive.
We are already running late and the chair is really not happy with us. Can we all move out, please? Ground
floor.
I'm getting more sweet.
Recall being unfit. me a start.
Now,
and told them with me after the